Hi, I'm Steve Love, an Isle of Wight musician, and here's my weekly run-through of where to see live music here on our island. The whole list and all the start times are on the Vectis Radio website and in the County Press on Friday, so here goes. On Friday, the 4th of September, the weekend begins with Something About Mondays at Addiston Vineyard at 1 till 3 in the afternoon, and then in the evening, Slick Attack are at the Simeon Arms in Ryde. Saturday, 5th of September, it gets busy. Chris Quinton, great singer-guitarist, playing at Addiston Vineyard. The Sea Gypsies duo are over at Freshwater Bay on the Dimbola Terrace, playing 1:30 till 3. Ruby and her Diamonds are playing in Ventnor Park in the afternoon. I used to be one of her diamonds. Lewis Berry, he's at the Driftwood Beach Bar in Sandown. And Storm are playing at the Simeon Arms at Ryde, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a great evening of jazz and blues with Poppy D and friends at Django's Newport. I've been to one of those. They are terrific. Stage Fright at the Waverley in Carisbrook. Paul Green, one of my favourite island singer-guitarists, is playing at the Waterfront in Shanklin in the evening. Mac is at Sandown Conservative Club. Milo's at Newport Social Club. Hot Pocket are at Ryde Town Club. Then Sunday 6th of September, it's the Rug Band. They're playing at the Haven Street Steam Railway Festival. Laurie McVeigh and the High Rollers, very popular on the island. They are at Sandown Airport at 1 o'clock. They're launching the Sandown Jazz and Blues Festival, which is going to run all week. Ben Stubbs is at Addiston Vineyard. Emma Simpson, lovely singer, she's at the Waterfront at Shanklin. And The Mix are playing at the Driftwood Beach Bar in Sandown. Well-known island musician Angelina Grimshaw and her band are going to be doing a show at Everland in Newport. Tickets from Moncton Arts, that's at 4 in the afternoon. And Paul Green is back at the Railway Inn in Ryde, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. Come the week, it's the turn of the folkies. Wednesday, the 9th of September, there's a folk music open night at the Waverley in Carisbrook. And then Thursday afternoon, 10th of September, a folk open afternoon at the Traveller's Joy in Northwood. Most of these events are outdoors, so they do depend on the weather. It's always best to book to be sure of a table. And if you've got an event which I've missed, do let me know next time via Facebook. I'm Steve Love at Steve Loves IOW. That's all one word, Steve Loves IOW, because I do.